Before starting this episode, I want to ask that do you want to sell your product or your service with your words? Do you want to learn how to persuade people anytime, anywhere? If you are able to touch the emotions of your prospect or make them very curious, then you and your service can do magic. That's for sure. And for you guys, I'm giving you a super duper valuable gift, which is my free ebook. The title of the ebook is Powerful Words That Sell. Alright? Snatch away your free copy now from my website. The link is mentioned in the description box. So again, download this highly valuable ebook if you want to uplift your business to the next level. Now over to the episode for which you are here just after this intro. Hello fantastic listeners, you are listening to the podcast Marketing Academy of Persuasion, where I will be sharing anything and everything about LinkedIn marketing. And I want to tell you that if you are using LinkedIn to its maximum extent, then you will be able to grab qualified leads even when you are sleeping. Isn't that amazing? I am your host Vipul Chawla, empowering B2B entrepreneurs to build their authority on LinkedIn through my consultancy, Consult with Vipul. If you want to know more about me and how I can help you to skyrocket your business through LinkedIn, then log on to my website consultwithvipul.com. Alright? I am here for you to bring loads and loads of value in your life. Understanding how to sell to the four types of customers will not only increase your sales but also increase your chances of attracting the kinds of customers you want as clients. Some business owners may not be aware that their marketing message is getting the attention of customers that they don't want to work with. So how can you change your message to attract and sell to your ideal customer type? So let's start with what services and products each type of customer is interested in and how you can offer the service that will bring you the type of customers you want. Alright? So the first type of customer is price-based customers. So what is a price-based customer? Of the four types of customers, price-based customers and clients are most motivated by how much something costs. Alright? They make decisions about whether to buy or not to buy based on its cost. The quality of your services or your products won't matter as much to them. Alright? This type of customer will get on the phone with you and ask questions like, how much do you charge? Is that the best price you can give me? Oh, that's too expensive. What do I get if I pay half that amount? They are not as interested in what you do, what value you provide, or how much experience you have. They are just shopping around. Alright? So what happens when you work with the price-based customer? These type of customers are more demanding about terms or quality of the service. they don't truly appreciate what you offer. They want to know what's the lowest amount they can pay for what you do. Alright? If you are just starting a business and building a client base, you might consider taking on a price-based customer. Alright? You will try to do a good job because you think you can win them as clients by charging them less for the first time. When they see how good you are, you might think that you can charge your usual rate for the next time. But with these type of clients, that's not likely going to happen. Alright? Because it's in their nature to be focused on price. It won't matter how much attention you give them or how much quality you have in your services or your products. These type of customers appreciate you only for how little you can charge for what you do. Alright? I wanna say that please don't sell to them even though they make up the majority of the marketplace. Now coming to the second type of customer, which is difficult customers. So what is a difficult customer? See, difficult customers are challenging to deal with. And of the four types of customers, this group will have you working hard to please them, but they will feel unsatisfied at the end. If you show you are having a bad day, they will try to make your day worse. They are just difficult to deal with. They are not that pleasant. They don't smile that much, alright? They have got this negative energy about them. They say things like, "My life is horrible. The world is going downhill." They will ask you a lot of illogical questions just to give you a hard time. Alright? You will know that you have a difficult customer on your hands because they will be calling you late at night or on the weekends to talk about something urgent. Or they will constantly complain about minor details of your services or products. When it comes to payment, they will pay late, forget to pay, or dispute every aspect of everything they were charged. Their constant complaining will drain your time and energy and will impact your health in long run. So what happens when you work with a difficult customer? See, several things could go wrong when you deal with these type of customers. For example, they expect to be treated like your VIP client. They will expect things to be done immediately and to their impossible deadlines and expectations. They ignore the fact that you may have other clients and responsibilities. These type of customers think they can do your job better than you. They will find flaws in your work and will advise you on how you could improve. No matter what you do, they will always find imperfections and they will always be unhappy with you. In terms of the marketplace, the majority of the people are price-based customers. Remember this, most entrepreneurs subconsciously structure their marketing message in a way to attract price-based and difficult customers. They don't even know it, alright? When entrepreneurs or business owners tell these customers that they can offer a deal or give them a better price, they are speaking the language of a price-based customer. these customers want to save money. They want to pay you less. Difficult customers wanted to be treated as VIP and will expect a low price as well. These type of customers are not the type you want to be dealing with. Ideally, you want to work with sophisticated and affluent customers. Now let's talk about the third type of customer, which is a sophisticated customer. So what do you mean by a sophisticated customer? This type of customer has money and is educated. They know what they are buying. Sophisticated customer know exactly what they want by the time they go to your business. Before going with your business, they have done their proper research. Alright? They may have talked to a few people about what you do, such as your past or current clients or trusted friends who have some knowledge about your industry. It could be that you have been the source of their education and research. They have visited your website, watched your videos, spoken to someone on your staff, or read testimonials and reviews. They are very, very sophisticated. Now with these customers, sometimes you can educate them and they appreciate that. They like that because the additional information shows them that you know what you are talking about. They will also appreciate it if you point out flaws in your product. Providing them with these details builds trust, alright? So what happens when you work with a sophisticated customer? Sometimes these customers need more time to make a decision. They like to be thorough with their research. They will ask a lot of intelligent questions about how much warranty they get and more details about the features and benefits. Before speaking with you, they will have prepared their list of questions. When they are ready to buy, they will get back to you before you get back to them. You don't have to follow up. They will say, "Great information, I just need to do a little bit more research and then I will call you back." And see, this is very different than customers who will say, "Well, I will think about it," because they don't want to hurt your feelings when you never hear from them again. When selling to these customers, be prepared to provide them with detailed information about your product or service, and ensure that information about your business is searchable and available online. Alright? Now the fourth and last type of customer is affluent customers. So what is an affluent customer? Affluent customers will buy based on their feelings. They are not concerned about the cost or even about the details. They just want to feel good after they buy your product or service. The mistake entrepreneurs make when they try to sell to affluent clients is they say to them that, "I'm going to give you a deal." Alright? See, these customers don't want a deal. They are thinking if you give them a deal, then the item is cheap or defective. When you sell to affluent customer or clients, focus on how they will feel after buying your product. Don't be afraid to name your price. Price is not an issue for them. They are more interested in convenience and personalized service than saving money. So what happens when you work with an affluent customer? As I said, this type of customer appreciates a personalized buying experience. They like special treatment, alright? Such as having their own dedicated team. Getting a special number that VIP customers can call. Or getting assistance with their purchase, alright? They don't mind that the convenience and customized buying experience comes with an extra cost, okay? So again, I wanna remind you that they will buy based on their emotions. They are not concerned about the price. You don't have to focus on features and benefits or any other details. You have to focus on feelings only. And don't be afraid to name your price. Never say you will give them a deal. And lastly, I want to say that how you sell to the four type of customers depends on the type of customers you want to attract to your business. The words you use can attract or repel your ideal client type. I want to conclude this by saying that satisfaction is just a rating, but loyalty is a brand. Alright guys, thank you so very much for investing your precious time till the end of this episode. It really means the world to me. Thanks a ton once again. I wanna tell you that I'm active mostly on LinkedIn and you can also follow me and be a part of my LinkedIn family. My followers are close to 30,000 people right now. One last thing, if you took any value from my content, then kindly go to my podcast episodes or my Apple podcast over there. Just write a review. Write a review and please subscribe to my podcast to get updates about upcoming episodes as well. All right? So that's it for this episode and I'm looking forward to have you on the next one. This is your host Vipul signing off from your own show Marketing Academy of Persuasion. Take care and I love you all.